You got to work on that hip.
Tight.
This is what happens when you retire, you get slim hips.
Yeah. And then he
Welcome to the Jason Healthy Podcast, where we talk about yoga poses and things like that. I'm sorry.
Your whole vibe right now is just...
His
whole vibe, you know what I mean?
Very zesty.
Yeah.
First of all,
your whole vibe is...
Can I tell you why I'm sitting like
this?
Yeah,
please.
Okay.
Please.
Look at my surroundings.
Yeah.
Look at your man spread.
Yeah, okay.
Look at his man spread.
Okay, okay.
I gotta fit in where I can. I gotta fit in where I can. I'm not challenging you two.
I'm saying
you're not doing that.
No, I got that, but it just looks very. We look like the workers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's
the boss. We're the workers. You got the glasses on. These J's.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got the whole thing going on right now.
Listen, when you don't have the money or the size. You gotta fool them however you can, Olsi.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
You're looking good though, J-Dub.
I miss you.
You're looking incredible.
Thank you. FA's coming in. FA's coming in.
Okay.
He needs a proper introduction.
Oh, don't do me like that. I'm a regular
First
now.
First of all, the setting is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
UK flag, national championship. Mm-hmm. It's unreal. FA, Obama, over there. Looking like a full man, child, full grown, out there with the kids, with the energy. Like he said, you know what he said to me? He's like, J-Bell, I'm in my element.
Yeah.
And I felt it, man.
Yeah.
The way the kids gravitate towards you, man, the energy, it's unbelievable, man. And they get to look up at you, and one of them out there could be their future.
I don't know, man. I think that. You know, some of those kids, they see FA, they're like, this is not my future.
They go like this.
I don't want no part.
Yeah, not for me.
You know, I'm going to tell you a story. No. I went to, when I first got to college,
yep.
Right? Remember I told you about a friend of mine, his name was Al Lucas, he died.
Yes, yeah.
So I remember, you know, my sister dropped me off at college. Remember, I'm 16, so I'm young. And Al was the first person who I saw. Now, Al was like, muscular like FA, but he was like 300 pounds. And his legs were like this. And I walked in the cafeteria and I saw him. My first instinct was, my sister, I wanted to go grab him. Like, hey.
No, put me back in the car with you.
This place ain't for me. This place ain't for me. And I can imagine that's what some of those guys, some of those people are thinking when they see you right now, FA.
Because
you are looking.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. You caught me in the right time. I'm in that place where I'm getting ready for camp. You know, I'm getting ready for the upcoming season. Mm. But like I said to you, Jason, this is my element, man. This is a dream for me. You know, to be able to have the game that I love, that changed my life, be here and have such impact on these kids and honestly changing the culture of England. It's been a part of English football, been a part of English culture.
Yeah.
It's a dream for me, you know? And to have the support of you guys, NFL flag, so many charities, big kids, I'm a part of it. I'm a part of history.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm a part of history right now. And I'm just living in that moment, living in my truth, enjoying, having fun. And yeah.
Get it, FA!
Do you ever think about that? I mean, you just broke it down so eloquently. There's not a lot of players that go through their career and have such an impact on a community like you do, on a country. You know, it's different. Like the growth of the game over here, your success, coming back, always given. I mean, the Academy named an award after you.
They did.
And you're here, you're always present, you're engaged, you're involved. Do you feel that? Have you recognized that? I mean, you're still playing. You got
a lot
to go on. We could talk about more of that. But, man, that's just an interesting concept that you get to live.
I think initially I didn't, you know, my main focus was to play. I think as more recently, I am starting to notice the impact my involvement in the community is having. You know, we're having guys from the academy that I've seen that knew nothing about football. Knew nothing about how to use their bodies and what the sport is, to now be in an American colleges getting full scholarships. And, you know, and I've watched these kids grow from skinny little children to now muscular, strong, grown men that's going to be out there in the foreign country competing. And then obviously I share that same journey and that same path with them from uprooting my life and going over there. So there's that also, there's that connection from being from the UK. And then now there's also that deeper connection from now we're over there trying to carve out a career, trying to carve out a path for, you know, and it's amazing.
I tell you what, man, listening to you talk, there's two things I realize. Number one, it's almost time for me to retire.
don't, hey, that, listen.
That's number one.
Hey,
You're there, bro.
Don't leave us.
Now, secondly, another thing, which I find even more interesting, and you while you were talking, you said they have an award named after him.
Yeah.
And when we go into the NFL office,
uh-huh,
they got room.
Oh yeah,
named after FA.
Oh, big shoulder pad room. Yeah.
So they got a room named after FA.
Yep.
They got
an award
named after, yep, FA. Meanwhile, the Pioneer.
Yeah. You can't.
Nothing.
No.
You got
Zero.
Your name. You got a little picture.
No, we got me and you.
It.
We got a picture. You and I.
You got a name
with
tag.
Michael Strahan in between. Yeah. That's all we have.
They put that
That's all we got.
Because Strahan's in it.
Strahan's in it, right?
And you're right.
Imagine, they got rooms for these guys.
Hey.
Awards, NFL Academy Awards. Nowhere to be found.
The guy who was the grandfather of the Academy, who came up with the idea, can't get... Oh,
no love,
man,
bro.
You know
that's how they treat me.
F.A., don't forget us.
Listen,
that's how they treat me.
Don't forget us.
Ozzy, I don't... Listen, they might not give you your flowers, but you know I always give you your flowers.
This is true. You do.
You are pinnacle in everything that's happening here.
Mm.
You know, and now you're extending to Africa. You know, none of this will happen if none of you was here.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing in the game? I give you your flowers all the time. You guys are mentors to me.
Mm.
You know, on a bigger scale. Like, obviously we play the same position. I look up to you, I've watched film on you, I've watched your get off, I've watched your cross chop, I know you, I study you.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely one of the best ever.
I'm No, but seriously.
100% one of the best ever.
The best to ever do it. Honestly. And Jason, like, what you've accomplished is beyond amazing. Beyond amazing. I study both of you, both on field and behind the camera, and how you guys present yourself, how you carry yourself, the way you've taken over this market is... It's amazing, honestly.
Oh no, but F.A., you're ready, bro.
Now that's three.
Oh, you're ready, F.A.
He is ready.
Yeah.
He is ready.
Oh, you're prepared.
He's ready.
You've been watching film. You've been studying, F.A. You're ready.
He is. Hey, you know what's fascinating, man? You know how hard it is to play 10 plus years.
Yeah.
You've done it.
Yeah.
I didn't make it there, but I know what it's like to grind through, break through the average. F.A. has been around the NFL almost a decade now.
Yeah, 8 years.
I'm like that.
Pros. You should just stick around, I'm joking, but yeah.
So, another year, you know, we gotta bring people in. We got an insider, because you live in it. Preparation for this year, at this point, like, what is the mentality of a athlete getting ready at this point? I mean, your camp is around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You out here still enjoying your family, friends, doing stuff. Mm-hmm. But like, where are you at physically? What are you doing?
Mentally,
bring us in.
Okay, I'm gonna bring you in. So I'm doing a lot of community work right now, which I love, and that fills me up. It recharges me. It gives me perspective. You know, so there's that. There's time with my family, because I know once the season starts, I'm very laser focused and I don't really have a lot of time. But in terms of training, it's conditioning, it's getting stronger, it's watching film. And I think also there's this muscle memory that around this time that the it just gets a little, it gets a little grimy, it gets
a little dark,
it gets a little, you know, and then, cause you just know camp is coming, you know the requirements, you know every day it's gonna be a fight. And I don't know, I think my body starts to remember that, and I get excited. So, and then there's also this element of being, not being in front of people, being out here training. So then now I feel like I have to do more. I always feel like I'm at a deficit. I'm always feel like, okay, well, other people are working harder. Other people, everybody's posting up their workouts, everybody's posting, and I'm like, all right, well, I've got to make sure I'm ready. I've got to make sure I don't embarrass myself. I've got to make sure I capitalize on this opportunity that I have. And I got to stay around.
So,
yeah.
Do you still feel that at this time of the year?
I don't.
You don't feel that?
You don't feel that?
I do.
You feel it, right?
Yeah.
Something at this time of the year, my body goes,
right.
You're getting ready for something. I think that's what we do that's it's so important to me, is I channel it towards that. Yeah. But I feel this anxiousness and this, like I'm not, I need to be more prepared, but I'm grinding. Right. And it's never went away.
I think that I would say a year after I retired, I switched off so completely.
How did you do that?
I don't know. Like, it's to the point now that when I see certain video clips, or I see certain things, it's almost like it was somebody else that did that.
Wow, got it.
If you understand. It's like I'm so far removed from all of that. I'm like, wow, this is, so I can't, it's like I was never a football player. It's a really strange, the only thing that lingers is you can tell by the way
you drag
by the way I walk. You're like, yeah, this guy was
some
like
a ball player,
some sort of athlete, right? So the pain is still there, but like mentally, like I'm so far removed from being a football player. It's bizarre.
I have a question for you.
Yeah,
how many plays do you have in you right now?
Over the course of the game.
Over the course of the game.
I think I could give you a solid 3 or 4.
Please? In a row?
No, not in a row. No, not in a row. No three, way.
One every quarter.
One every quarter. You know, I'll sit there.
And you
I'll
gonna watch stretch you. Between.
No, I'll watch FA beat up the offensive tackle. Just beat him up, but I'll be watching. And then I'll come in, I'll time that snap count. That's it. FA, I'm gone.
And it's not a run play.
No. Even if it is a run play,
you're
going to
be
the quarterback. We're going to play the run on the way to the quarterback.
Amazing.
That's it. But that's about it.
I got a question off the back of what you just said. Mm. You have a lot of different endeavors. I mean, we can get into all of them, but I mean, Flag Africa just kicked off last week. The uniforms are unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just great. Celebrate that.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to drill down to is what FA's talking about. We feel it.
Yeah.
We still got that thing.
Mm.
I think you have replaced it towards that.
With that, 100%.
Because you still go into that mode, like, I got this thing happening, I got to get ready.
Oh, 100%. And I think that was a big part of it because, you know, this is incredible. Mm. I think this is a really, really cool thing, and it works here. But I think in terms of like the flag and the things that I'm doing in Africa, it was almost like a different understanding of how everything works over there and how everything has to be put into place. Mm. You know, we're operating, you know, on what we like to call stomach infrastructure. You understand what I mean?
I do know what
you mean. So it's not gonna be a matter of, hey, let's just gather the kids and have fun. No, there has to be something in it for them, right? We wanna bring the NFL, we wanna bring football here, but what's gonna make them want to play the game?
Yeah.
So, hey, this is what we're gonna do. Yeah. We're gonna put up prize money, big money.
Right.
You understand? If you guys win, you get this money. On top of that, we use this as an opportunity to scout players who are gonna get the opportunities to go to the IPP or to go to the flag. So instead of just bringing a game, we're bringing something that's gonna bring opportunities to a lot of people and put food in their stomach. And on top of that, what else do we do? We went and we got the players, the NFL players, who we all know wanna do something in their countries, right? Everybody wants to do something in Africa. Nobody knew what to do. So now they own the teams that are playing. So their image starts to get built up a little bit more in Africa.
Amazing.
So everybody is able to win. Everybody's able to eat. So that's why we structured it that way as opposed to doing it in this particular way. Because Africa is a completely different market, you know?
Can I also say something? Like from a player's standpoint, what you've done in with NFL Africa,
yes, sir.
Like has like given Africans in the league such pride to be able to express their heritage.
Isn't that cool?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Now they're like, oh, okay, the Shield is in Africa.
Yeah.
Now there's that connection.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously Americans, there is this disconnect with Africans, and I feel like you may not have intended to, but there is that connection now with through the NFL to be able to go back, to be able to, you know, find their lineage, their roots, their family, heritage, food, culture, music, and honestly, it's amazing. Man.
I tell you what, it was done intentionally.
Okay.
Because like, what I realized is like, when I was a player, you know, like Africans, they wouldn't They just weren't doing that, right? Yes. So they were almost like, is it okay for me to be to be African, right?
Right.
Yeah. So there was a lot of that, and I noticed that. And then I also noticed when I was looking, I was like, okay, there were some really good African players, but they weren't put out there the way that you would have expected, right? And I was like, man, it's okay. So we have to do something to kind of fix that, because Africans in general have a lot of pride in being African, but they were hiding it. Right. So now I'm like, okay, no, we're going to create this thing that's going to celebrate you, and you've seen what's happening. Exactly. Everybody who has that in them, they're like, bro, we're out here, you understand? So just seeing that has been like incredible, man. Yeah, I'm talking about like crazy.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I think I got this guy, he said he's 2% Nigerian, so.
He wants part of it. Hey, F.A., chill out, I'm 33%.
33% Nigerian.
And guess who I called as soon as I found out? O.C., quickly.
Amazing.
But there's a movement.
Quickly.
There's a movement. It's like a real movement now of like, you know, black players and black people in general, you know, starting to want to understand
their identity,
where they're from. Not saying, hey, no, move back. No,
right.
But just have like an understanding of this place and see what it is that you come from, see what your people are doing. And I think people are gravitating towards that over these next couple of years, but it's gonna be crazy.
Man,
I can see it.
Think of how much that's changed locker rooms from the NFL, the academy, everywhere else. And I'll say that because I'm looking at my perspective. And if I come in there, and luckily I had OC in my locker room, but say I'm on your team, I have somebody that I can identify with, I know you, but you have all this cultural experience and knowledge that I can tap into. That means your world is now opened up to me. What you eat, where you're from, what you listen to, your whole vibe. I understand it because I see it. And whatever your culture brings into the locker room that we all love and enjoy, it kind of becomes our identity.
Right.
I grew up around a lot of Polynesians in Long Beach, and their culture was our team culture.
Right.
The way they treated people, the way they did things, the way they sung their different songs, that was us before the games. And we were able to come in. That's why my tattoo is all Polynesian.
Yeah.
Because of that experience I had. And I look at what y'all doing, and you're giving people so much exposure to so much more that it'll help you that year and then through the rest of life.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the beauty of having 60 people in a room, and you could be like, where you from? What do you do? What are you into? Find out what those things are. Let it manifest. Beautiful things can happen. That's how you win championships.
Yeah,
that is.
You've done it.
That is.
It's you. Look, I know what those teams were made of, and I know the strong personalities in there. And you see the ramifications of them. Them two rings that you won't wear.
Speaking of that, F.A., let's say for instance, you play 12 seasons in the NFL, 12 years, and you don't win a Super Bowl. Ooh. Right? Would you walk away fulfilled or not, in your estimation? Say you make all the money.
Money's made.
Yeah. But you don't win a Super Bowl.
But I don't win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Will you feel fulfilled?
I wouldn't.
No.
Really? I wouldn't. I think, obviously, like we spoke to last time, it goes in phases.
Yeah.
You know, you want to make the team. You want to be a contributor. You want to get that financial security. You want to impact your community, you want to win a Super Bowl, right? Yeah. So if everything else under that has been achieved, and my last goal, the ultimate goal that we come together and work towards, and I sacrifice and put my body through to ultimately win, so my name can be etched in history.
Forever.
So I can be, you know, so I can, I personally wouldn't feel fulfilled.
Oh, let's debate.
I personally wouldn't feel fulfilled because it's such a, you know, you've got Hall of Famers, you've got all pros, you've got all these guys that have accomplished so much, you know, even in business outside of it. But that ring, man, yeah. That ring is special.
Yeah.
That stage is special. I was there last year.
Yeah.
I was there and I was presenting, which was cool.
Nah,
but
no.
in my heart, I was like, I want to feel the confetti fall down.
Yeah.
I want to be on the field because it's hard, man.
Yeah.
From April to even before then, to go all the way to February, it's hard. You know, to be out there on the field, fighting with your brothers, dealing with injuries, making adjustments, just playing in the cold, just traveling, it's hard. And you want to feel validated. You want to feel compensated for that effort, for that sacrifice. And that is that's the ultimate win.
Yeah.
You know?
It's what you strive for. And I think when you're playing, if you don't have that mentality, I kind of don't want to be your teammate. So you have to think like that now. I'm going to throw this in the middle just because I'm on the sideline.
Just throw it out there.
But I feel like when you walk away, you just made so many different points of why you should feel so excited about what you've done and content. Because you hit a checklist of things when you're done.
Can I say something?
You can, you got it.
Okay, say you're at the Olympics, the biggest stage ever.
Yes.
You're running a race.
Yes.
And you come second.
Right.
Would you be satisfied and happy?
You would not be satisfied, but you would always be remembered as an Olympian.
And I will always be remembered as an NFL player that's played 12 years, has accomplished all these things.
Yeah.
But I wanted that gold.
Yes.
You went in there with the intent to win that gold.
Yeah.
And I go into this with the intent to win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
That's what we do. That's our motivator. That's what makes us adjust. That's what makes you sacrifice. What makes you get up in the morning. Like that's what brings everyone from different nationalities and cultures and brings us all together to strive for this one goal.
That is
I may not like this person, but because we share that one goal, I'm gonna fight for him. Like it's everything.
Yeah. That mentality is important. If you don't have that, you don't have a championship team.
You don't have a chance.
I just say when you walk, it's just
I feel like
so many variables.
You just have to accept
that you can't control.
You're just accepting it because you didn't get it. And that's just the acceptance mentality.
Yes.
And I don't have that. I'm gonna express that I'm disappointed that I didn't get to win a
When you retire, you would say that.
Of course.
You don't know that.
I know that. I 100% know that. Listen, I had a great career, and I'm very fortunate and blessed that God provided me with all these amazing opportunities.
Deep inside,
I would have loved to win a Super Bowl.
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. But like, you wouldn't be upset.
I would, okay. I would be upset about that.
I feel like anything in life, you can only be truly upset with yourself if you didn't go out there and try. Like, you didn't take your opportunity. Like, and only you know that. Like, only you as a person go like, I punked out.
But then, but that success, that achievement isn't based on just my individual effort.
Not the Super Bowl, no.
Exactly.
No. But when you retire, you're only looking back at your career and what you did.
I'll still be upset.
You're not there, but you can't.
I'll still be upset. Like, I played for Buffalo and we were so close.
Yeah.
We were so close.
Yeah. You remember those, don't you?
I remember that game. I remember Kansas City.
That's a good, strong point.
Patrick Mahomes, you're going to have to see me again.
Yeah.
But I'm still upset. I feel like that would have been amazing.
I say all this to say, you're absolutely right. Because when it's done and it's over, that's what they put next to your name.
Right.
And everybody remembers you. Every person that watched that game,
right,
that you are a part of their history.
Exactly.
So absolutely, this is true, and this is what we all strive for. I'm just sad that I didn't get to do it, so.
You know, it's, it's usually people who have money who always say, money isn't that important.
Right.
It's the people who have money. So for me to tell you, you know, winning the Super Bowl is not that important,
man,
right?
I don't want to hear that.
You know, you're not going to want to hear that, right? I think overall it has been incredible to be able to call myself a Super Bowl champion, right? And there are things that there's some real weight to that, right? Like, and then also being like a good player on a Super Bowl winning team, it takes it to a completely different level.
Man.
I will say that.
Make a play in the game.
Oh, man. But that being said, I can't say that given the career I had, if I didn't win the Super Bowl, I would have been devastated. I can't say that for sure.
It's not devastation in a sense, because you still have to be appreciative and have gratitude for your accomplishments.
Yeah, for what you did.
It's just, if you take that singular one achievement, that one goal that you strive for, and you take all the other stuff out of it, that one singular goal that you ultimately wanted, that you strived, you sacrificed for, you will be disappointed. You will feel like,
okay, hold on, I got you. I got you now. But here, I got you. I got something for you. What's right now.
Right now.
When we're playing the games, right?
Right.
We're playing to win, right?
Right.
We're playing to win.
Right.
So Washington is playing New York.
Yes.
You're playing to win that game.
Of course.
That's but what you're gonna lose.
For. Yes.
That's what you what you strive for.
Right.
That's what you come together for.
Because it
that's blood, sweat, and tears, right?
Yes, yes.
To win the game.
Oh, he's setting you up.
No, no, no. He's already set up.
This is the only set.
I'm gonna set up.
I'm already done.
I'm
finished. Finished.
I've been on that.
Let's go.
What's more important to you? Two sacks or winning the game?
You can't do that.
Why can't I do it?
You can't do that.
I told you
can I do that.
What's more important?
What's more important?
I feel big to
you. Can you please? I want you to look me in my eyes.
Oh my God.
No, look me in my eyes and tell me. Because we play the same position. I know.
Okay.
No. Look me in my eyes and tell me.
I'm looking at you in your eyes.
I can't see your eyes. I can't see your eyes. Okay. What's more important?
I'm looking you in your eyes.
What's more important?
His head got lowered out.
But let me.
No. What's more important?
How is that?
Two sacks or winning the game?
How does that correlate?
What's more important to you?
How does that correlate with winning the Super Bowl?
Oh, it correlates perfectly.
It depends.
What's more important?
It depends.
It depends on the game. Okay, it so Super Bowl, game. Yes. It regular depends. Season game, what's more important?
It depends on what game in the regular season and what our record is. What's our record? What's our record?
What's more important?
The first game of the season, two sacks.
Let's say.
Last game of the season, and we need that win, then the win.
I mean, oh, that's a playoff game.
Exactly.
Excluding the playoffs, every game you go out there to win.
Right.
But sacks are more important, no?
Okay, do you know what I'm going to say?
Yes.
I'm going to say two sacks, because by having those two sacks, yes, I'm putting my team in a position
to win.
I like how you wiggled yourself out.
No, but here's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, once it escalates to the professional level, once it escalates there, then there are things that are more important than it would be in college or in high school.
Right.
College and high school is different. Once you get to the professional level, then we know the pass rusher code.
Right.
It's a code.
Right.
Sacks come first.
Right.
Win comes second.
Right.
Sacks and a loss, and then ultimately you lose and you get no sacks.
Right.
You're going home, you're sick. You're not even talking
about
it.
How does that correlate between
Okay. You play 12 years in the NFL. Average career is 3 years.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
You play 12 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
You make a Pro Bowl or two.
Mm-hmm.
You're an all-pro player.
Mm-hmm.
You get big money.
Mm-hmm.
All those things on an individual level
are great.
They're more important than winning the Super Bowl. Ultimately, from a business standpoint, those things. So if you're lucky enough to accomplish all those things, winning the Super Bowl is a cherry on top.
I agree.
That's just like, whew.
I agree.
But if you don't, bro, you still holding your head up high. You're like, man, I did something in the NFL.
Of course.
So that's how it correlates.
But in expressing that gratitude or expressing that journey, I would say, I'm grateful for everything that I've accomplished. Thank you. But I would have loved to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I think that's just the addendum.
That's just the extra.
You know, so everything you guys are saying is correct, and I understand.
No.
But as a player right now, still in it, still having the ability to compete.
Like
I want that ring. OC can't be the only one that has the ring.
Yeah, no.
Like I want
well,
that
they're
ring.
Giving you everything else, FA, so.
Soon they're just gonna be like, hey, you know what,
FA?
You know what, here's a ring, FA.
They giving you wars and rings. I mean,
here's
a
ring.
They want to hand you a crown, so. It's funny how this ties together, because we sat down here, we talked about what's happening from the academy, what you're doing here in the community.
Afrobeats.
Huh?
And you had Afrobeats?
Yeah, see, yep.
Oh, man.
We're here, flag the kids, what you've done, everything you've done and continue to do, NFL Africa, unbelievable. Super Bowls. The reason you feel like you do right now, and I feel it. He doesn't because he's passed on to something, some better pastures, is that feeling that we could accomplish this greatness, right? The championship. We got a chance. And then you get in that locker room, and then you're all these individuals thinking all these things like you just broke down. But you catch fire that year where you have this cultural, this identity, things that you both have brought in locker rooms. We get on the same page and we become selfless. 1 year, maybe even five games,
just for games.
And everybody, I'm laughing as OC breaks that down for you. This man got off his deathbed. His body was dead because his team needed him.
Yeah.
They were like, it was a dumb decision.
Right.
It was stupid for his career. It made no sense.
Yeah.
And he said, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's the beauty of sports. That's the beauty of partnerships, of things, of businesses that work out well. Individuals get together collectively. They have a culture. They have an ethos, something they believe in. And for that year and that time, they sacrifice in ways they wouldn't, and it's they see everyone 100%. Else around them do it.
100%. You're 1,000% correct there.
Yeah.
It's literally the only time I could think of in my entire career. This was when, like, when we were on our way into the playoffs, so we needed wins or we needed something to get there.
Mm.
It's the only time I could think of where I wasn't concerned about nothing, like stats, nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't care. It was just like, how are we going? Anything I can do to win this game, I'm going to do. It's the only time. I'm being straight up.
Yeah.
Every other game up until the, but once it got time to the, hey, we need to win this game to get into the playoffs, or we're in the playoffs, everything goes out the window.
Yeah.
Now it's just, bro, you just, you're willing to do anything to help your team win.
Tell F.A., like, when you, first Super Bowl, when you went to Strahan in the morning, and what you said to him.
Yeah.
At breakfast.
Yeah, it's great. He was, like, we were, you know, the whole week they were talking about, you know, Brady and everything, and, you know, they were undefeated. And so we're chilling. I'm sitting over there watching everything, and I wake up that morning. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning, and it was like all of a sudden I understood. I didn't understand before, but I was like, hey, if the defensive line, if we don't play our best football, we're going to lose. I'm talking about the biggest game probably in the history of the NFL, because they were going undefeated.
Yep.
We were underdogs. It's New York. And so when it hit me, I couldn't sleep anymore. So I get up. It was like 7. We go to breakfast, and I'm hearing Strahan coming. The Strahan was really loud at that time, just loud, just talking. I see him walking. So he sits down at the table. I grab him. I'm like, Stray, you know, if we don't play our best game today, we're going to lose this game, and it's going to be our fault that we lost. This entire, everything you're seeing here, if we don't perform today, we're going to lose, and it's going to be our fault. And he was like, LC, yeah. So I was like, no, Stray, because I was usually the jovial, the joking kind, so he wasn't used to seeing me serious.
Right.
But I understood at that moment that me and him were going to have to dominate this game, and if we didn't, imagine that kind of pressure, like knowing that you're in the Super Bowl, everybody expects you to lose. And if you don't perform, you individually, if you don't perform, you're going to lose for sure. But if you do perform, you're going to win this game. Like, this was what I went into with him.
That's it.
And he was like, I got yours.
Right.
And bro, oh my God.
Went out there and wrecked.
Let me tell you something, man. There's no greater feeling than that.
Yeah.
Like, when you know you're not by yourself.
Right.
And you got, like, some like, real killers with you.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, we wanted to hurt him. We wanted to hurt him. We were dead set on knocking this guy out the game, bro. And they were coming, bro. So, you know, you get there, you look, Stray's there, Tuck is there, you're like, ah!
And that's what you
saw. It's so cool, bro. Yeah.
They constantly were celebrating each other's success out there.
Yeah.
You see the pictures. OC getting the sack and Stray like, you know, you just suck. And that's, they still talk about them, those three, and what they did.
I want that for me too.
Yeah, I want that for you. Now that I think about it,
exactly.
I want that for you.
I want that for me.
Yeah, that's it.
That's why you're feeling it right now.
I know.
And that's why this year, man, it's all about catching fire. It's all about being that guy in the locker room that lets everybody know the purpose is bigger than us individually. We can ball individually,
right?
But we won't be etched in history unless we do it collectively. Go get that ring. They want to give you everything else. Don't forget about your boy, though.
I won't.